The city of North Salt Lake will take public comment on their proposed landslide remediation plan during their city council meeting on Tuesday. And those who live next to the slide plan to speak out. KUER's Brian Grimmett reports.
When Leslie Fredette walks out her front door, the only thing she sees is the landslide. She says she and her neighbors have tried to be patient, but they're starting to get restless and they want answers.
People were told that they were going to be taken care of, and, you know, when all of a sudden push comes to shove, no one's getting taken care of. It's very frustrating, and it's clear that, you know, no one's really looking out for the individual.
North Salt Lake City officials say the estimated cost to repair the hill is around $2 million. They've also said that there's no way that they can pay for the whole bill. Scott Kiar is the vice president of Eagle Point Developments, the company that developed the land. He says they, too, are willing to contribute some, and in fact have already spent quite a bit of money.
The city spent some money on studies. We've spent money on engineers. I mean, everybody's spending money. We have spent money, and we're looking towards getting a resolution done on the hill. We'll spend more money.
But for Fredette, who believes the city and the developer are to blame for the landslide, that's not good enough.
I didn't cause this landslide. I think that the parties that are at fault and culpable for this need to pay for it. They need to pony up and they need to pay for it.
She says while none of her neighbors have officially filed lawsuits yet, there are several in the process of being drafted. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.